you, and then you can't control your bladder or even get an erection anymore. The other younger doctor produced a thick sheaf of papers. These are forms you'll have to sign.
Sign? Charlie echoed.
For the surgery. He put the wad of papers on the nightstand by Charlie's bed. The older doctor put on a phony smile. Well, in an hour or so, your wife and children will visit you. Then he turned and headed for the door, trailed by the two younger docs. Charlie stared at the minister, who reminded him a little of the pictures he had seen of Jesus. A little bit of a beard, sad, sorrowful eyes. And he remembered when he'd been freezing out in the snow that he'd asked God to save Martha and the kids, even if it meant taking him.
Reverend, Charlie asked, feeling lost and bewildered, why does God give with one hand and take away with the other?
The minister shook his head. The Lord moves in mysterious ways, Mr. Ingersoll. But it's all for the best, believe me. Trust in the Lord.
Yeah, Charlie said. Sure.
Washington, D.C., Jefferson Hotel. The penthouse suite was brightly lit, as if a gala party were to take place there, but the only two people in the spacious sitting room were the Secretary of State and Quang Chu Li. The Chinese businessman appeared to be perfectly at ease as he sat in the plushly upholstered armchair, watching the Secretary of State at the bar, pouring herself a glass of wine. It was close to midnight, but he seemed as fresh as ever, wearing the same dark suit he always wore. Does he have a closet full of them? The Secretary of State wondered. It can't be the same one suit. For her part, State had changed into comfortable peach-colored slacks and a white silk blouse that hung over her hips. She had a long-stemmed glass of California Chardonnay in one hand. Quang had politely refused a drink.
I thought we would toast to avoiding a war, she said as she settled herself onto the little sofa that faced her visitor.
I congratulate you, said Quang equably. You came through the crisis very well.
Have we?
Do you mean that the crisis is over?
Quang dipped his chin slightly.
The hardliners in Beijing are in disgrace. You have proven that you are capable of defending against missile attack.
Only two missiles, said State. We couldn't stop a full-scale attack by the People's Republic.
Not yet.
State blinked at that, her mind rapidly deciding, he thinks we're going to increase our missile defenses. He thinks we're going to build them up so we can stop a Chinese attack, or a Russian one.
Carefully, she asked, do you mean that this was all a test?
Nothing more than a test?
Quang sighed. Ah, if only the world were that simple, Madam Secretary. Unfortunately, it is not.
State had no reply. She studied her visitor's face, trying to fathom what was behind his bland smile, his enigmatic words. It was like trying to get hard data out of the Sphinx. Sensing her uncertainty, Quang said, as I have tried to explain to you in the past, the government in Beijing is not monolithic. Far from it. It is a coalition that includes moderates, hardliners, and even a few far-sighted statesmen.
Like your brother-in-law, she murmured.
The chairman is indeed a far-sighted statesman, but he must balance the various forces and attitudes that are present in the Central Committee.
Slowly, State said, I think I'm beginning to understand.
Leaning forward slightly toward her, Quang said, today you demonstrated that missile defense is possible.
Yes, it was only two missiles, but you proved that they